you so much, Mr. Chair, and thank you so much, distinguished delegates. I thought that was a really rich conversation, a really rich debate, and I learned a lot in terms of the fantastic experiences and the challenging experiences countries have faced addressing and setting voluntary LDN targets and now voluntary programs and projects to implement those. I am going to attempt to respond to many of the comments and the questions posed today, but I'm sure I won't do that justice, so I'll do my best. But please, we have taken very good note of the points that are made, and we will make sure that those are reflected, particularly in terms of the quality of the note and the recommendations and the document that you requested. So we acknowledge those points, and we will make sure that we address them. And I'm not going to touch on the LDN fund, which came up only a couple of times, but I'm not touching on that because I think that will be in the next agenda item. I wanted to focus on a couple of points. First, around the TSP process. And I think we do definitely acknowledge that the way that the TSPs worked has been a really useful exercise in terms of setting baselines, but it needs to be something going forward that's really useful to parties in terms of how they work. So I think as we go into sort of version two of the LDN TSP, I think we want to ensure that we try to build in the higher resolution data that you've requested, and working on partnerships to be able to ensure that and including specifically the GOLDN partnership, so that we can integrate that into the process and make sure that we're building the capacity of countries to be able to use that data for ongoing decision support, so that the TSP target setting becomes something that's a real-time decision support for how you plan your land use and how it you can make the best decisions for you possible in terms of how you go about sustainably managing the land and restoring it. We think this is a really interesting area and a very dynamic area, and it's well taken care of, well taken point of, and I think it's something that we will move as we go forward on to really make that about decision support. And I think that touches also on kind of monitoring our impact, that we want to be able to monitor this in a more real-time situation, but make sure that it's linked to the reporting exercise as well. In terms of the TPPs, and I think I think we acknowledge that through the process of the target setting process, there's been a huge increase in demand for the support that from the GM, and we are looking at from an expression of interest that's already went on perhaps almost 2 years ago of 63 requests for support from either national or regional groupings asking for assistance with this. So we have to kind of make sure that we are taking those expressions of interest and those requests for support and putting them into the pipeline of work that we're doing. So I would encourage countries that haven't expressed an interest yet to work with us to do so, and we will take all of those seriously. And I think about how we can organize ourselves internally to deliver on that pipeline better. We've done reasonably well, I think, in terms of our mandate on early project preparation. I know there's a lot of requests to move to full project preparation. This is something that we have to do in partnership, and we have some great relationships with some great implementing agencies who have direct access to resources. So we need to build that partnership better and more so that we can stack this pipeline. I would suggest that the pipeline takes a long time. So to kind of get things into the pipeline and get so that you actually see projects coming out at the end of the day, it is a long process. And we certainly acknowledge it. We need to go faster and we need to do more. Please work with us on this, and we will are fully committed as a team and a very enthusiastic and passionate team to try to make that happen. I would say that, what else would I say? I would say we are seeing a move happening to move a lot more towards multi-country projects, not regional. The regions don't tend to match up with the way that we can put forward a proposal. But we are, I hope, going to see some interesting multi-country projects. We started work with Caribbean SIDS. We started work in the Zambezi Basin, in Southern Africa, and scoping some work in Central Asia with an initiative that the World Bank runs there. So I think we're kind of moving in that direction. So I hope it means that you will see regional balance and larger programs, but again, it takes time. To respond to direct questions, I know there was a couple of really specific questions that I wanted to respond to as well. So yes, in terms of monitoring LDN-TSP, I think we're going to real-time data. In terms of LDN-TPP, we need to meet demand. In terms of publishing, we publish evaluations of the work that we're doing. The TSP was evaluated in 2019, and the TPP was evaluated just recently, and we'll be publishing that soon. The actual publication of the projects, because we're not implementing, tends to be published by the implementing partner itself. And maybe we need to communicate more on that, and work out a way of communicating more on that. But we see that on the website of the implementing partner going forward. The difference between the NAPs and the LDN, I think the Belarus example was a great example of how that is working in practice. So that's good. And the United States mentioned around the question of drought. I think we see the synergies agenda absolutely in this regard. There is an official session on drought initiative tomorrow, but I think we're taking this on board. Many of the voluntary LDN target setting has include targets on drought. And I think we're moving in the direction of trying to make TPPs very much drought sensitive, taking on board the drought risk there, so that we are integrating it to the work of TPP, and even evolving TPPs so that they respond to the national drought plans and take on board the national drought plans. We will certainly try to make that more explicit in the document going forward. And I think I will stop there. I hope I've at least touched on some of the questions and comments. Thank you very much for a really rich discussion. Thank you.